Do not follow, my friends. Your lifeline, the cumulative choices you made that affected your entire life, must be precisely aligned to match who you are, so that you may learn. This is not an easy thing, but there can be no other. We live in a world under constant erosion from poverty. Authenticity is a difficult path. Stay safe. Love yourself. But you must also stand your ground. What life is pressing you into, and the path that you must be on, for your wisdom's sake, are likely to be some distance apart. This is the tragedy of our modern age. The complexity of life will be pushing you away from the line you need to walk to learn and become wise. The path that life is trying to press you into is almost truly random. It comes out of misery and chance. The path mere life dictates includes lies and manipulations that you can't see at first. People will use your innocence against you to make their own lives simpler. When you follow, you fall into cogs of ravenous emergent machinery, and this machinery exists because followers gather. My dear friends, if you must, then know that there is but one you serve, the wisest you, the best you, the most brilliant you, at the greatest age of your life, your golden age of wisdom. The path that mere life dictates is a melody out of tune. You become a piano key, and life will keep pushing, non-stop. But the path you dictate is very unusual indeed, because each step you take adds to the previous. And with only a few steps, you are stepping higher. You are already building up. That is the same up that grow up uses. Your own step followed by your own step, forward and up. If you dare to throw caution in the wind, it will bring you wisdom. You'll see. But other than that, like a cat, walk cautiously onward. When things start adding up, you will surpass your younger self. And now where you used to think, or where am I actually going, you will see a road ahead. By subtle analogy to the road you've already traveled. Where once you toyed with the question of, who am I? You will now see you. You'll make little mistakes, and that is okay. Because you will have your path to fall back on. And those mistaken tangents, they will cradle you. They will add and refine your decision-making. When you walk your own path, you do not make big mistakes. The little ones will teach you about the bigger ones, by subtle analogy. Your own path is a great teacher. So what is it like on that path? I'm very sorry to say it is lonely. But loneliness is correct. Not until you find your other half will loneliness let go of you. It is there to remind you that you can only make it halfway on your own. Your own path is above all clear. There are no excuses, nothing to sway you. The air is crisp. There is no smog, just a clear vision. Even without any guarantees in life, you will become stronger. But yes, no matter how beautiful you become, universe will do nothing to guarantee you anything. This is the leap of faith, and the faith is in your greater self. Walk your own path, because it is the first half of your life. Your own path is the only thing that can add to you. Authenticity is a law of the universe. It follows similar principles. Walk your own path and expand. The first steps are always clumsy. I went to the museums. A coffee shop is a bad idea because everyone is there, but a museum is different. It filters for kindness, somehow. I went to the DIA. I was extremely lucky. They were showing Auguste Rodin's work. I understood it immediately. The secret of sculpture is to enlarge that part that holds the soul. At the end, they had the waltz, that dancing couple by Camille Claudel. I started crying. Her hand had so much feeling in that gentle arch. There was so much touch. That is life. That is the path. The path where you cry out of beauty and not cried out of being lost. And you have to create art. Art is about training yourself for success. Learning by subtle analogy. That is why you never finish. There is no time for the art itself. There is only time for learning life. Learning by subtle analogy to the smaller triumph and success. Stick to a single subject until you fill it completely. Now you can hang it up at the coffee shop, but keep moving forward. Do not follow, my friends. There is nothing there to be found. Nothing you find when you follow will add together to make a whole. When it feels like you are surrounded by paths and there is nowhere to go, or you can't go into enough places, this is an illusion. All those paths are false. Turn around. Slow down. Go back to the last thing that moved you. And fearlessly resume at that point. The world may shake and shudder. And there will be why and how come, how could you, what's going on? All those cries are for the person that follows. Each asking you to a different path. And all those paths are mutually incompatible. Do you see? Life wants you to merely be. But you can be more. You don't have to call it growing up, courage, authenticity, or growing content of character. Call it an appointment at the DIA. Call it a meeting at the U of M Museum of Natural History. Begin keeping a Moleskine journal. Use a pencil. Only draw what your heart sees. And write as little as possible. Write to your older self. Explain to her why. Find your center. Find your balance. Lean on your nucleus. And push off to take your steps in your own direction. Calm your hand. Slow your time. There are decades ahead, and you have to be seen. Show yourself. Create future. What others have may shine, but it is not always gold they keep. The younger we are, the less wisdom we hold. The less wisdom, the more questions we should answer. And questions combined with life make for a busy time indeed. Slow down. Answer your questions first. All life is sacred. All lifelines equally matter. But not all will arrive at their golden age of wisdom without regrets. So please ask your older self what her regrets are. And the higher you grow, the more you will know, and which is more, the more in harmony with your older self you'll be.